saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
Ooh. On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back live from the DraftKings Sportsbook at Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It is on, okay? We had such a good time. Such a good time last night watching the fights and the soccer and the baseball and everything going on here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So it was just a great night. And any big sporting event, this is the place to be. Or even small sporting event. What the hell? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how big, how small. We love it here. Just 2.5 hours down the road from it's so much easier to get to than, I mean, me and Lance drove here. We watched a Jim Jeffries stand-up routine, and we were here.
I watched. You did not watch.
I watched a lot of it while I was driving.
You were only listening.
No, I watched
during
a lot
the rain on that terrifying 50 I-10 trip down here. It's actually worse coming back with all the. I didn't really notice. Yeah, there's still the concrete.
What?
Next to you.
You were terrified.
I wasn't yesterday.
No.
Let me say this. Yeah. We watched 14. We went back old school Jim Jeffries where we had him on at Nick's place. He came out. It's the only time I've ever seen. He literally mic dropped. It was one of the funniest moments on that we've ever had on radio. He was saying something about the WNBA at that time. It was the funniest thing. It was just a complete riff. It wasn't something from one of his.
Mm-hmm.
He said it. We were cracking up. He got up, walked out, and left.
And that was it.
And we didn't see him. But we promoted when he was here locally. I mean, the comedy scene locally was really big at one point, so I'm hoping it still has its moments. Secret Club, Improv, Punchline, and of course, but now it's the big venues. They go to Small Financial Center.
Yeah.
Or Nate Bargatze's going to Toyota, right?
How huge is this?
Toyota Center.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I played with his uncle. I'm in L.A.
Nate Bargatze's uncle?
His uncle. And he said he's just a great guy. Just a great guy.
Seems really, yeah.
Yeah. He couldn't be a nicer guy.
Part of his whole shtick is that he's dumb. He tries to tell, no. I don't know anything. I'm dumb.
A roof? I think we have one. I don't know.
And then they wanted me to do math for this. And I.
Yeah.
That's part of his whole shtick.
We're talking about the Germans. So there is three guys that came here from Germany, and they are.
I want to get Dell. Hold on. Dell, come use my – I want Dell to tell you all about how it started, because my son picked up on this and told me, and Dell brought it to the show also. But I want Dell to explain the nexus of it and then where it stands right now, because this is really pretty incredible.
It's unbelievable.
And it still shows that Americans still love – I just listened to an article about how charity, has really gone down. People are just too cynical. Like, the charity has become cringe. People don't – but they still do get, in other ways, they still want to be part of someone else's journey.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty cool story, although I'm wanting to go home because I'm tired of good things happening for them. And this is just my personal praying on downfall thing happening.
And now there's a lot of copycats out there, these Australian groups that are coming, and they are, they're all along the way. They're talking about going to Cane's and going to In-N-Out and all of these
different
places.
Don't go to Cane's.
Yeah.
Don't go to Cane's.
Well, they love it. Well, the German guys thought it was the greatest place they've ever eaten.
They don't understand what real chicken should taste like. That's all. They're from Germany. Chicken isn't a giant part of their cuisine.
Cane's might be an advertiser someday.
Okay, then I'll tell
LSU, LSU, LSU,
I'll
LSU.
I'll tell people how great the sauce is.
Okay.
The chicken is simply a delivery system for the sauce. I'll stand on that until the day I die.
That's the chicken is great. Big, thick, white pieces.
With no seasoning. Basic, John. We've said this about you for years. I get why you like Canes. But as far as Freddie, the context of all this is there was a stir on Twitter because Europeans were trashing the American World Cup. There was just this vibe from Europe, like, why would we have it there? Of course, there's some political, maybe not even undertones, overtones to it all. But, you know, they were looking at the fields that weren't even World Cup fields and how they weren't up to, you know, European standards. So the real vibe was the people in Europe like, you shouldn't have a World Cup there. America sucks for soccer. So Freddie tweets about his experience, and the fact that it was coming from a European and he just seemed joyous about the experience got people, particularly people following soccer, like, oh, look at that. See, a guy who comes over to America and likes what he sees, and it just started rolling. And he started in the South, which we know the hospitality is part, at least that's South. We're nice. The people here are supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
And that followed through throughout his journey. Whether he was in Auburn, Alabama, because he wanted to see Messi, he just made little stops, and the fact that he was landing in these small towns and the people would welcome him and talk about where
he was driving through when he was on somewhere in Alabama. This is the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
Freddie was
Fairhope.
Fairhope,
the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
Freddie was just amazed by the greenery of places.
Yeah.
Like he just took it all in, and he seemed like just this open and honest and just genuine person, and it got the world excited, and particularly America excited about a guy coming over and just appreciating all what we don't even really think about anymore as far as what's the beauty of America. And it just started to roll.
To Auburn Stadium. Then
goes
they give him a tour.
Yeah.
Then he goes
to the LSU. The Saints,
yeah.
I think.
The Saints.
Yeah.
And they give him gear.
The Pelicans.
The LSU. They show him the stadium. They all give him gear. These guys are loading up on gear,
gear. Freddie's smart when he takes pictures. When he actually takes pictures of himself, doesn't show his face.
He doesn't
show his face. They put like little silly things on the face. He doesn't want to be identified by, you know, the awfulness that is social media. Like there's the positivity coming, but you know, if Freddie has said anything or
in the past,
but
they can scour his.
Sure, but
unless he started a new one.
But you don't know who Freddie is.
Yeah.
You just know him from his handle. So he's done it the right way, and he was driving as he was making his way to Houston because Germany was playing yesterday. He eventually was playing a song on the radio, and it was an Ella Langley song. She's a hot new artist, a country music artist. You can call it country pop or whatever. And she saw it, and now he's going to one of her shows. They met. He's going to meet her and all that stuff. And, of course, you know about the J.J. Watt stuff.
Right. To J.J. Watt, for those who don't know, J.J. said, oh, well, I'm getting on. He got him a suite at a hotel with all this gear. The Rockets gave him some stuff, some gear to wear as well.
Freddie's experiencing, I guess, the best of American hospitality, from food to professional teams to college teams.
And then his team wins 7-1.
Well, that was expected. But so he's having the time of his life. I will say your whole plan to get girls, I mean, I think it's a tight space. There's multiple friends in one room. I don't know. It depends on – well, they're German, so I guess we can – take a guess maybe of what time they're on. But I don't know that you could do that with three other buddies unless you're about that life. They're in their 20s, but that's tight. Oh, you just send your buddy out?
Yeah.
Does Freddie have to be the one, or can it be one of the buddies?
If they ain't cashing in on this.
Well, what do you mean cashing
in? Now, maybe he's really ugly, which is why he covers his face.
I think he covers all the buddies' faces. So
Of ugly Germans.
But he's famous, but he's not.
But if he meets up with these girls and they take pictures of him and put it out there, who he is, you know, that's a problem.
And we don't know that Freddie isn't in knowing Freddie's probably in a committed relationship with the German girl back home.
Well, but you could get some American hoe.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean.
But the whole thing about Freddie is he's not that. If Freddie's going to ruin that if he winds up, if we see, like, at the end of midway through the tournament, Freddie's caught someplace, some bar with some girl, that ruins the vibe for Freddie. It turns it all around.
Well,
he
don't
can't
get
be
caught.
Seen.
That's all. Deny.
We all want to hope Freddie has some nice girl back home in some small German town, and he's and maybe not
know.
A town,
well,
maybe
I,
maybe it's a giant
I,
city like Dusseldorf. Who knows? But we all hope that Freddie has a girl. Right. And it just fits all the mystique of what Freddie's
brought to
us.
I don't know. What I know about German girls is a lot of them are freaks.
What? So, how do you? I know you're in Spain. Is that from your time in Spain?
Yeah. No, they like there's some freaks.
You're talking about German girls from how many years ago?
Yeah.
Have you met them, a Zoomer German girl?
No. I got some inside information.
From who?
Don't worry. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Freaky. Yeah. No, it happens there. They're, you know,
you got inside information.
They're a little advanced, that, and you know, it could freak people out a little bit.
Well,
anyway,
I can't speak to
good
that.
Good on Freddie, but Lance wants him gone already.
Why?
Because
he's
like getting too much
stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't like good things happening to good people.
You don't like that Freddie's having a great time either.
Well, unless, you know, take advantage.
So you only like this if it turns out Freddie is making his way through the American co-eds? Is that what you're looking for? Why would you be thrilled if Freddie eventually reveals himself and he's got a girl from Oxford and a girl from Athens and he's just running through the American South?
I like him taking advantage of a situation, that's all.
It is. It's a cool story, but I'm tired of him getting free stuff from J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
And Trailburger.
We
and
got free jerseys
we
from J.J. Watt.
We did. He said when he left, he signed an autograph for all of us, and thanks for all your hard work, blah, blah. And we didn't get Trailburger stuff, though.
Yeah.
And I know, Bunt. I never went into my own bedroom and saw on the bed Trailburger stuff just laying there. Shirts and hats. Never have I had that. The Rockets did send us some water bottles, and we're thankful. But these are whole jerseys. Like, they got better stuff from the Rockets. We're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
H-O-F
Is Freddie
members.
In the Hall of Fame? No.
Freddie's not.
No.
He's having a Hall of Fame trip.
Yes, he is.
He and his two buddies are having a Hall of Fame trip right now.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They're having a Hall of Fame trip. It is a cool story.
You know
he's here
like?
In Houston right now. I said, I try to get him on the radio. He's not answering any. Like, I don't. Yeah, I'm not Ella Langley or whatever her name is. So,
you know,
come on our radio show.
You know what? You go contrarian, okay? Everybody, anti-U.S., U.S. sucks, and blah, blah, blah. It's a terrible, why is the World Cup in the U.S.? Freddie goes, I love it. This is awesome. Boom, 600,000
people.
That's how it is.
And it was really just like, he was like, we're just getting some chicken tenders here at Walmart. Okay. 27,000 likes. And then it was, he stopped at Cane's, like, this may be the greatest thing I've ever. And then they went to Bucky's. Now, everyone flipped.
Yeah,
everyone flips out at a Bucky's.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine the European
video,
mind?
The Australian girls
are like,
and listen,
well, and there's more than just Australians. Freddie, the Germans, the Australians, the people from London, they're like, and my wife goes, this is so stupid, freaking out about fast food. I said, do you remember? Wait a minute. We were in Japan. You were flipping out about egg sandwiches in a 7-Eleven. So stop.
Stop.
You're like, these egg sandwiches? Oh, my God. I said, she goes, why are they getting this so bad? U.S. fast food.
The only other thing you can get is live fish.
Vegemite. They're getting Vegemite. Well, they're not Australian. They're German. But still.
Raw fish is all you can get in Japan. If you get an egg sandwich at 7-Eleven, you're like, holy crap.
It was a really good egg sandwich. So it's okay for them to be excited about a
Cane's?
Bucky's or a Cane's or whatever. It's okay for them to be excited. And there are some legitimate ones where there's somebody, I think they're in San Francisco. They're somewhere. Somebody's at a beach. Somebody from London. But I don't think this was during the World Cup. But it was relatively recently where a couple from London was in. And they're like, this is incredible. I don't never want to leave here. We're at the beach. And they said, there's no smell. There's no bad smells here. They said, in London, if you go anywhere around a beach in England, it's like it doesn't smell good.
Well,
it smells terrible.
Yeah. No.
And some of the things we probably take
Venice for Venice in the summer and see how that
stinks,
smells.
Huh? I had never heard that. I didn't realize that.
No,
but
no.
There are a lot of things that we take for granted that may be just part of our regular everyday lives that other countries are going to.
No.
Like, I can tell you, going to Japan is beautiful.
Well,
I'd love to spend more time.
You know why it's beautiful? In Dallas yesterday, they played, and the whole Japanese section is cleaning up
They're cleaning up all their mess, all their mess from their areas, anything they had, and they're going down rows to any other people, and they're scouring the place to clean the whole place up.
That's incredible.
I was like, this is why Japan is incredible. Now, you really get a feel for, oh, man, we've got a lot more food options in the U.S. Like, if I want Indian food, if I want Italian food, if I want this, that, or the other. No, you go to other countries, and that's one of the first things you recognize is, ooh, there's not as many options.
Hey, if you want different food options, I got a place for you. Ducky McSweeney's. I'm telling you, Ducky McSweeney's is awesome. If you haven't been there, it's right next to Maggiano's. Okay, on Post Oak, just north of Westheimer, the food is really, really good, okay? Not like bar food. And, oh, by the way, right next door at Ducky McSweeney's, they got a sushi bar. And right next to that, you've got a nightclub, okay? Michael Collins has opened up a nightclub right next to that. But if you go over – okay, so my boy Todd, I was going to meet him out. And he went over to Ducky McSweeney's. I couldn't get there because I was helping out my buddy. But he goes, holy crap, Ducky McSweeney's for the Mexico game? It was just a great place to go and watch. Just a great place to go. Clean, great food, incredible bar. And people are, if you want fish and chips, shepherd's pie, pizza, wings, burgers. They got sushi, like I said, that you can eat at Ducky McSweeney's, but the place is, it's attached right next door. They got everything you could possibly want. And they also have the happy hour. I'm not sure. It's unbelievable. From 11 until 6. Every bar has a happy hour, but are they Ducky? No. $6 beer pitchers, $6 house wines by the glass, $6 Wells, $6 mozzarella sticks, nachos, chicken tenders, and cheese pizzas. From 11 to 6, $6, all of this stuff. Ducky McSweeney's, a place to go get your World Cup on. I don't care what team you're following, what time of day. Ducky McSweeney's, right next to Maggiano's on Post Oak, just north of Westheimer. Go see him and tell Michael that you heard it right here.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Just met Lexi's mom. She's here, okay, with Lexi, who just thrown her money away. Okay, just thrown it away. But I feel bad for Eddie, your dad, because, I mean, you come here with mom and dad doesn't even get invited. Eddie.
He's hot about it, too.
And he's hot about it. He's been listening to us for years before she was born. In great.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even know him.
Yes.
I love that.
I mean,
it's
your
true,
daughter
though. It's true, though.
Doesn't appreciate you. And Father's Day's coming up.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Eddie, we apologize. Wish you were here. Wish you were here, Eddie.
No, it'd be so much better if he was. We love mom. It should be a family unit.
Should be a family unit. You keep
families together
but
at the
she's
casino.
Breaking it up.
Casinos keep families.
Breaking up the family.
They bring families together.
Yes.
Now
it's what they do.
You go play your games, and I'll go play mine.
Right.
That's how when me and my wife have gone, and she didn't go a ton, but when we've gone to a casino together, it's always. She's like, I just don't gamble. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
More for me.
Right.
Well, what am I supposed to do right now? You can watch.
Or go to the pool.
Yeah.
Go to a restaurant.
Go do something.
Go to the reading room where you can read your book.
Go to the reading room.
Yeah, they got a reading
They've
room
They've got
here.
Reading rooms at all the casinos.
Just go read.
Because
that's
what they want to cater to, people who read books. I'd rather you be gambling, but here's a reading room. Or having a drink or having some food.
Did you see how the Knicks were put together?
Give me context.
Okay. They drafted Robinson.
Yeah.
And Miles McBride.
Robinson meaning Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson.
Uh-huh.
Free agency. Brunson, Shamet, Clarkson.
Yeah.
Okay. Trades.
Those are big free agents, too.
Josh Hart.
Well, Clarkson has much.
OG Anunoby, Towns, Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, and Jose Alvarado. All trades.
Now, wait a minute. Now
they have basically nothing that they drafted. Traded and free agency for the whole team.
Okay.
Basically.
So this
Mitchell Robinson played a role, but not a big one.
This gets to my point. Mikal Bridges in 18 was a 10th overall pick. OG Anunoby was an early pick.
Yeah, but he was a part of a championship.
Well, I understand that. What I'm getting to is something I brought up last week. Where was Josh Hart drafted?
Josh Hart was
– he wasn't a – there's no way he was a draft pick in the where was he – where was Josh – man, Josh has been in the league for a while now. I can't remember
well,
where
they
drafted,
all came out
he was
18, 17, 18?
Yeah, Hart was in 2017. So.
17.
2017, and he was – I'm trying to find where he was drafted. I can't find his –
AJ's a big Knicks
went to
guy.
The Lakers.
You're
first round, 30th pick. So, but what I but the point I have is
Brunson was 33rd.
Seems like, and that was one where they gave him good money. But it seems like when a player is drafted in the lottery for one team and they don't become the best player on that team, there is a tendency for people and organizations to sour on that player. Like we've got a guy, and we traded Jalen Green, the Rockets did, for Kevin Durant. That's different. But I think it's fair to say for Jabari Smith, there are some people that Jabari Smith's a nice player, right? He is a glue type of guy. He does a lot of things for you. But he's not the best player on the team, and he's never going to be the best player on the team. So I can see where a fan base and an organization may be like, you know, we can get rid of him. But then all of a sudden those guys, what we're seeing is those types of players are going to other teams, and when there's not the same level of expectation and they don't have to be the guy, they kind of blossom a little bit. Like OG doesn't have to be the best player in New York.
Jabari would flourish?
Well, I'm just saying I think what happens is organizations bail on good players because they don't meet their original expectations, but other teams like the Knicks are benefiting because they're saying, we'll take him in as our third best player or whatever, and then those guys become the players that they, the best version of the players that they can be. And the Knicks have done that. You just mentioned two guys, huge, with Mikal Bridges and Anunoby, and then, you
Josh
know, a smart, and Josh Hart, who was at the, kind of a, it was a glue guy type of addition, a smart addition, a culture piece. Then you get a player who is above and beyond, and we've seen the receipts, what everyone thought Jalen Brunson was going to be. He obviously became way more. And the Knicks, and he's better than the Knicks thought he was going to be. There's no chance the Knicks thought he was going to be this good. And then they drafted smart. So they've had some smart draft picks, but they have done a good job of plundering other rosters for trades for players that other organizations maybe said, they're not the player. And maybe they didn't live up to their billing, but they come to another place like the Knicks where you would think the pressure would be immense in New York with that media, but they don't have to be the guy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to be the guy, so they become the players they're supposed to be. That's probably the way you do it, is you go pick off other rosters good players who maybe aren't great players.
Yeah, but can you imagine?
And they're young, too, by the way.
The contribution that he got from Shamet?
Yeah.
He signed 2 1-year deals.
Well, Shamet ended up being Mario Elie.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to – he's that kind of guy.
Jordan
like, you never saw this.
Jordan Clarkson signed a $3.6 million deal.
Yeah.
All right? But them coming together like they did to win this thing is incredible. Stephen A. has got a hat on that he doesn't know how to wear. Okay? He's got his ears poking – I mean, smushed down. And Stephen A., I don't know how many times, criticized the Jalen Brunson free agent signing.
Oh, bad.
This is the guy that's going to take us? This is it?
Whoa.
I mean, he was
– hatchet man.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the guy.
This is the guy that's going to take us? I mean, he could not have been more critical
I know.
Of it. And now he's got his hat on. Oh, I'm a big Nick. I knew it all along. All along guy. No, you didn't. Okay.
He killed that addition.
You have got to give it up for Leon Rose and World Wide West. They have done that's an unbelievable job. To bring a championship to New York where all of us can celebrate and feel like we're all part of it, I mean, fantastic.
It is. So World Wide West, that's his nickname, and you probably saw him on the broadcast after the game was over. He's the executive vice president of basketball with the Knicks, but he has been one of those guys who's been around. You know, Leon Leon Rose played basketball. Leon Rose played basketball in high school in New
Olympics
Jersey.
Team.
What do you mean?
He was on the an Olympics team back in the day. Leon Rose.
Leon Rose was.
Wasn't it Leon?
The little squatty little guy? No, no. I don't think there's any. No,
oh,
he
I'm
wasn't.
Thinking of another Leon.
Yeah, you got to be thinking
Leon
of
Leon Clark.
It definitely wasn't Leon Rose.
He turned into a referee.
He was World Wide West's attorney for 21 years.
Oh, okay.
But, he was a World Wide West started. He was a salesperson for Pro Shoes Inc., an elite sneaker company specializing in high school and high end basketball. But he's one of those guys who just came up through
Leon
the ranks. Leon Wood. He came up through the ranks. If you saw Leon Rose, they talked to him after the game, after the championship. And I was like, this guy did.
Crumbs Krause?
He's like, yeah, same kind of deal. But, yeah, they've done a good job of just fitting all the pieces. It is kind of an amalgamation of a lot of different types of
guys. Wait a minute. The difference, Golden State builds it through the draft, had to lose all those years.
Yeah.
And not that the Knicks were great, but they built their whole thing through free agency and trades.
Yeah. And the Spurs are built on large part, the other version of the Spurs are built on two huge hits with Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili on the international market before it really exploded. I mean, the international market was around.
Manu was the last pick of the draft.
Manu and Tony Parker were huge. Yeah. Tony was at the end of the first, if I remember correctly. And then they have everyone sleep on Kawhi Leonard, including the Rockets. And then you pair that with Tim Duncan, who they tanked for, and now they tank for Wimby, and they get Wimby. Like, it's just, this sucker-ass stuff is happening again.
When we get the number one pick, we get David Carr.
He had good hair.
Oh, he had great hair.
And it wasn't his fault he got sacked 72 times.
How many titles did he win with his hair?
None.
He won the hair title. That's it.
Or we got Yao Ming, who was fun while it lasted, but...
That was great.
Foot injury waiting to happen. We get Mario Williams, good player, not great player.
Yeah.
We get
Jadeveon
Clowney, who had that cool. Remember when he knocked someone's helmet off when he was a sophomore?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was basically the most. What do you think of when you think of Jadeveon Clowney? I would say that a majority of people who watched him and who also knew him from college, they won't remember anything from the pros. It'll all be when he knocked the helmet off.
That's all.
That's what Jadeveon Clowney's
all doing. All right. 713-780-3776. One segment and then News of the Weird live at the DraftKings Sportsbook here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Cannot be happier to be here, especially after last night. Wow, what a time we had last night watching the fights and everything else. You got to make your reservations to come. Make sure you get a table. HR&P. We make sure that we are with HR&P, and we try to tell as many people as possible. And it seems like everybody who is a client of HR&P, it's not a client really, it's a partner. HR&P partners with you so that your business succeeds. They make your business succeed. They do not want to see you fail. It's not good for them. Okay? It's no good for anybody if you fail. And HR&P does their best. They're not trying to just gouge you for everything they can possibly get with payroll, HR, taxes. They don't do that, okay? There are a lot of admin companies that they, we're going to give you a discount over here with the payroll, and then by the time you see the whole bill with the 401ks and all the benefits packages that they put together for you, it's like, holy crap, how much are we paying you? And that's their plan. That's the philosophy over there, not the philosophy at HR&P. We're going to do it all as well as we possibly can with the technology that's second to none and with the service that's second to none. And we're going to do it so that you win, so that you are taking care of all those things that you have to do, that you hate to do, that you don't know how to do, that HR&P does. HR, payroll, taxes, 401ks, they don't sell them, but they point you in the right direction of insurance and benefits packages. This is what HR&P does. You're looking for the best way to get your business as efficient as possible. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live to DraftKings Sportsbook at Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So much fun. We're going to watch today. All right, Del, what are we expecting today? Spain, Cape Verde, Belgium, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Uruguay, and Iran, and New Zealand.
He shouldn't be coming to me for that. I would expect, at least particularly for Lance, to enjoy the Spain-Cape Verde for the crowds. Cape Verde, first time in the World Cup. If you like crowd shots and you trust the director, you're going to have a good time watching Spain and Cape Verde. That'll be fun for the people. The game's not great because Lamine Yamal and the rest of Spain is taking them apart. Hopefully it feels like Cape Verde because they're there for the first time. The crowds will still be up and dancing, and that'll be a good time for all of us.
It'll be a great time.
That'll be great.
If the crowd's dancing.
That'll be great. I think you'll see a lot of that.
Well, we like Spain in that one.
Yes. You may see.
Do we like it like.
You may see a very Germany Curacao type game. For goals will probably be scored.
What do you think
Spain.
That under over is, though?
I don't know, John. Don't you have it in front of you? I approach the World Cup differently than you do. I'm just here to see the stars of the world play the game I love.
That's a terrible way to go about it.
You know how many times I played the Andrés Cantor call of the Balogun goal right before the half? Look, I don't know how you people feel, and by you people I mean you dirty Americans, about your commentators. I would just say, hey, put it on Telemundo. That's all. I mean, John Strong and Stuart
I'm watching
Holden,
Glenn Davis. Thank you.
Well, you're not watching Glenn Davis. He's not going to call U.S. games. That's what I'm talking about. When the U.S. are on.
You don't know.
Unless they come to Houston, he's not calling the games.
But when he goes to L.A. for a quarterfinal.
If they're in the quarterfinal, maybe. But I'm still watching television.
They're in the quarterfinal already.
Not yet, because Andrés Cantor is calling the U.S. games, and it's from my childhood. I remember watching U.S. games because that's the only way I could watch them. It was in Spanish. He would call the games. John Strong, his goal call, the American broadcaster for Fox, he just elongates the last name of the person who scores. Like when Reyna scored, he goes, "Hello, Gio Reyna!" All right, buddy. He does it for all the goals. Balogun! He does it. Thankfully, he couldn't do it for the own goal because that would have been a little weird to chant to call
on goal
the Paraguay's gentleman's name. So I'm just telling you, Andrés Cantor is waiting there for you if you want a great broadcaster who's still got it calling the U.S. games. But as far as your betting, sorry, I ain't got that for you. I'm just watching the games, man.
What are you good for right now?
I'm just watching. It's the summer of soccer, man.
Oh,
I'm just going
to
watch all the games. It is fun.
Belgium and Egypt, we don't know who's going to win?
That's fun. Speaking of that, you've got a Belgian squad who had their opportunities during their golden generation, so there's a bit of a transition there. And you've got one of the greatest African soccer players in the world, or ever, really. You've got Mo Salah. That name, people remember that or know that name. He is the talisman for Egypt. So this
Robert Salah's brother.
No, they don't spell it the same way. One's an E, L-E-H.
Doesn't matter. You don't know if they're brothers. You really don't know. They might have changed the name.
That seems odd to change the spell. Like the Mara sisters, they pronounce their last name differently. The daughters of the Maras, the Giants family.
Yeah.
One of them goes Mara. The other goes Mara. So I have seen that, but they still spell it the same way. Neither one adds an E someplace that doesn't belong. So, so I would, as far as compelling, as far as a big country that you know of and a big player that you know of, Belgium versus Egypt is another one to take a look at.
Spain, Cape Verde, over 3.5.
I think Spain is going to want to pour it on. I think they want to have a good time out there.
Yeah. They want to show Germany that they're.
Well, I don't know about that. I just think they want to get their World Cup started in the right way because they have high expectations. They're coming off a Euro title, so they certainly think they can go win a World Cup. And you don't want to leave anything to chance. And this may be the game where you get a lot of your players in. Like, other games may be tougher throughout the group stage and, of course, the rest of the World Cup. So for guys who may not play in other World Cup matches, this is the game to get these guys in. So I think Spain's going to try to put the goals up.
Spain is minus 1,600.
Yeah, they're heavy favorite. Lance is telling us that Lamine Yamal is likely going to start on the bench. He's recovering from an injury. I don't know what he got in that Walmart, because we were talking about Freddie. Lamine Yamal was spotted at a Walmart. And it's just part of the World Cup is when you're watching it in a different country, I start to Google the cities that these guys are in, the stadiums and where they're playing. It does take a little luster off. Oh, well, that's just Philly. I've seen that before. I mean, whatever. It's Los Angeles. Okay, I know where that is. Yeah. But for the Europeans and the South Americans, and from Africa as well, just see Lamine Yamal in the Walmart parking lot. It's odd.
Iran is that's the closest game, minus 125. Iran is minus 125 against New Zealand.
And Iran, I mean, it would have to – some things would have to play out, but Iran is a possible opponent for the U.S. in the round of 32. So if you're just wanting to look at – now, if you just want to look at potential opponents, Iran is one to take a look at. And, of course –
Finish third.
Yes. Of course, all the world politics of it all might come into play. They played Iran in a World Cup twice already. They did it in 2022.
Can you imagine?
And they did it back in 1998, I think.
Can you imagine playing Iran? Oh, my gosh. I mean, that'd be like you believe in miracles.
I mean, losing a knockout round game to Iran.
To Iran right now? Oh, my God.
Look, the rest of the world
have to deport this team.
The rest of the world is rooting against this team because nothing to do with them, really, other than they don't think this country should have a World Cup, but, of course, the political overtones of it all. So it is already us against the world in multiple ways, but, of course, the team went out there and stopped all the hate watching, at least made it a miserable experience for all the hate watching. So if you want to embrace a team, like, we're an underdog as far as winning it, even though we're at home. But also realize, no matter what you think about what's going on, this is a team that almost the entire world doesn't want to do well, just for multiple reasons. So maybe you want to embrace them in that way going as well.
Yeah, we dominate in everything. They don't want us dominating in this.
It is the one sport, at least on the men's side, we have not been able to conquer. The women have found the way to be one of the greats of the women's game. We have not been able to do it. This is supposed to be the World Cup that we established ourselves, and certainly got off to a great start on Friday.
Is there anything we missed?
You finally got to the Astros. Did you get into the regression of Spencer Arrighetti?
In the month
of June, yeah.
6.19 this month.
It's been tough, as he has certainly started off great. And they've been able to win the games except for yesterday with him on the mound, so they're still successful. What else did we miss? You did the UFC stuff. Did you mention hockey at all?
Yes.
Carolina Hurricanes. So I think you might have touched on unless you
– How about that?
We did not mention
– That's the greatest show ever.
We did not mention – I mentioned because it just popped up that the Big 12 is suing Texas Tech.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
So the Big 12 wants to have the ability to sanction Tech by, first of all, forcing them not to play Soresby, and also maybe if they do play Soresby, keeping them out of a Big 12 title game if it came to that. So the Big 12 is looking
for... But I thought the judge said you can't punish them.
Well, they're suing to try to. They understand what the judge said. They're fighting back and trying to say, hey, we want to enforce our rules. So either he doesn't play, or if he does, we can sanction them and don't allow them in the Big 12 title game because their members are upset. One member has decided that doesn't matter that you're upset. It's lawful, so we're going to do it. So that news broke in the last hour. So this is not done. The thought was because the Big 12, at least Texas Tech and Soresby, got the appeals case set after the season, that this would kind of be over because what is Texas Tech going to do after this – or Big 12 is going to do after the season is over. But now they're trying anything they can, the Big 12 is, to find a way to keep them off the field, which is, speaking of us against the world, it's Soresby and Tech against the sporting world at this point.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Now that's going to go to trial.
Right.
Possibly.
Right.
We'll see.
All right. There you have it. Live from the Golden Nugget Lakes. I mean, we had all of the games on here last night, so it was really, really easy to get the lowdown on everything going on because we had them all at once right here at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Cannot get better. Cannot be better. We will do News of the Weird on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. Hey, I saw an overhead view of the city of Houston at night, and somebody said, I mean, it just doesn't get better than Houston. And it was beautiful. I mean, it was beautiful. And in large part, it is shiny and new and beautiful. in large part because of Houston Powder Coaters. And that is not an exaggeration. This is what's going on. Houston Powder Coaters was called by the city and said, hey, we want you to beautify the city. Any metal, we want you to make it look great. We want our city to shine. We want it to be as good as possible. For all of these different visitors to the city of Houston, hey, they could come back. They said, what a beautiful city Houston is. Let's go back and visit it and spend some more time there. And that's the purpose of this World Cup is for, you know, for you to really show off your city. And who did they call to make it look great? They called Houston Powder Coaters. So if you're looking for any, I mean, if the city's calling them and saying, this is the company that we're using to beautify the city, what about beautify whatever it is that you need? Car parts, boat parts, patio furniture, your grill or smoker, okay? Anything metal, anything new that you buy as well. You buy something new, any metal new, send it to use the Powder Coaters first so that when you put it outside, any elements, like all the elements that we've had this week and we're getting this week as well, all right, it's going to last and it's going to be beautiful. Beautify whatever it is that you're looking for, and just like the city beautified the city with Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Want to thank the Golden Nugget. We'll be here again tomorrow. Want to thank DraftKings Sportsbook, Golden Nugget, for hosting us here. Just the best place. One of my favorite places in the world right here, the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make your reservations. Come and play. Get your gamble on. Get your sports on. Get your sports betting on. Get your poker, your golf, your food bag. 12 restaurants. Get your nightclub on, all of it, right here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Just so much fun. Just 2.5 hours down the road. You're in here playing in the casino before you even get on a plane to go to Las Vegas. So get on over here and enjoy something that we got right down I-10. A World Cup referee has been accused of making white power gesture during a game broadcast. Do you guys think that soccer referees are racist?
I don't.
You don't? You don't?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there are some.
So apparently he did that okay thing, which is now I guess you can't do that. If you do that, then you're a white supremacist.
Okay.
Right?
And he's from Australia.
He's Australian. He is a...
Seems like a bold choice.
Australian. Australian, I mean, they could be racist.
Seems like a bold choice, though, to on the world's largest stage to take a shot like that.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Apparently, Australian white supremacist Brenton Tarrant made the symbol during a 2019 courtroom appearance.
Oh, well, he did try to do it kind of sneaky. Look at this.
Oh, he put it on. Oh, that is.
Because he's trying to do it like real sly.
Yeah, he's taking a picture, and he's got his hand on his leg, but it's got that. Oh, that is. I mean, I thought he put
it's one
it
of those
up.
Things, if he wanted to say something to his wife, like, hey, if they show a picture of me, I'm going to grab my ear like Carol Burnett used to do. Or I'll just wipe my nose or, you know, do something. I don't know about. That's pretty suspicious. You're trying to sneak that in on a broadcast? You know the internet's scouring everything at all times. Wow, that is a little suspect.
Yeah, I don't know about that per se. That might be, I mean, he looks really white. He could be a white supremacist. You don't know. I don't know. No, you know what? And he's got the okay thing going on there. Jalen Brunson helped out Monica McNutt. Apparently, Monica McNutt on the Knicks broadcast. Apparently, Taylor Swift was in the front row, and Monica McNutt, who's on the Knicks broadcast, said, she's not a Knicks fan. Get out of here, girl. And here come the Swifties. okay?
Yeah, the Swifties are always lurking.
Do you think someone named McNutt should be taken down by the Swifties?
I can't speak on this. I don't know how long she's lived in New York. I don't know if she's a Knick fan. I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing when I saw her. I'm like, oh, now you're on the front row with you and your friends. But
you were just in Cleveland in the front row.
But you've got a daughter who just became a really huge Knicks fan.
Yes.
Should the Swifties take your daughter down? I guess that's the question right now.
Not the Swifties.
Should the Swifties get your daughter canceled?
Knicks fans, because she's wearing a Mets hat. Okay.
True.
Hey,
most Knicks fans are probably most Knicks fans are probably Yankee fans.
Probably. But it's orange and blue, so
that's true.
It worked out okay.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, Monica McNutt, I don't know, don't go after Taylor Swift. I mean, that's just stupid. Right. Just say Taylor Swift is great and we love you. And then the Swifties leave you alone, right?
Yeah, I guess that's how it works.
Yeah. Two suspects arrested after crushing through Camp Pendleton Gate with 112 pounds of cocaine and fentanyl.
Ooh.
Do you think that you should try to break in Camp Pendleton when you're carrying 112 pounds of cocaine and fentanyl?
I do not.
I think that's a bad choice.
I think that's a very bold choice.
I mean, of all places,
that shot.
You should maybe break into drive through a Walmart.
Not Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton
not
is
a police
like one
department.
Of the worst choices.
I'm going to try to smuggle this into a police department
and drive through the gate.
I know.
Right?
Good choice.
I mean, of all places.
Oh, make good choices.
An army base to try to drive through with your drugs. I mean, I would go around it if I was them.
Yeah, that's one option.
Right? I would go around. That should be, you should use your MapQuest.
Yeah.
And just say, oh, here's Camp Pendleton. Let's avoid it.
Yeah, let's avoid
it. That's to me, you're not a very good criminal.
No, terrible criminal.
Terrible criminal.
Going to take a shot at
if you think
Camp
it's
Pendleton.
A good idea to drive through Camp Pendleton with 112 pounds of cocaine and fentanyl. I just think
this shouldn't draw any
that's a bad
suspicion.
Choice. That's a bad, bad choice. We are done. Mopey is next. Is Mapes here? Mopey and Mapes are next right here.
He's not here.
He's not here.
He's not here.
He's not here. He's not ready. He is next. Mopey and Mapes are next right here on ESPN 97.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you to Glenn Davis, and thank you to Doc Kaplan for bringing him on. And once again, let's get out because we are going to be live tomorrow. We are at Ducky McSweeney's. Ducky McSweeney's tomorrow for the games.
Yeah, we are the station.
The station is.
Right.
Yeah, from noon until 6. Ducky McSweeney's. And we are all over this week. On Friday, we're going to be at East River 9. We want you there. Wednesday, we will be at Watson's House of Ales. Tomorrow, Ducky McSweeney's. Watson's House of Ales on Wednesday. And don't forget, you can win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Just find our promo team on Wednesday afternoon to register. East River 9 all day long, and we will be watching the U.S. because they play at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock on Wednesday and Friday. So we will be broadcasting live at East River 9 during the game. All right, we're done. Thank you once again to the Golden Nugget and DraftKings Sportsbook. Lance and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Bye, bitch.